delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
And Chelsea Neal, she joins us. She's from Beauty Co. Musselbrook, and she helped organise the event that happened over the weekend at Musselbrook, the Musselbrook Community Fundraiser at the Musselbrook Hotel. Happened on Sunday. It was to raise funds for the Strawn and Baker families after the tragic accidents that occurred recently. Chelsea joins us on the line this morning. How are you doing, Chelsea?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good. I'm really pleased to hear that the event went so well on the weekend. Tell us about it. Tell us about there was a raffle going on. There was an auction. Tell us everything that happened.
So when we first started up the event, we were thinking about just having a Mother's Day raffle, but we ended up just expanding it to so much more. So there was some live music there. We had a couple of people come on and say, and we also had a big auction that we had that blew up more than we could have ever expected. And we also had the raffle. So many businesses donated and approached us, and we were just absolutely stunned at the amount of support that we got throughout that, and also throughout the auction when it did take place.
So what sorts of things were up for grabs at the auction? Because I heard some of them went for thousands of dollars.
Yes. So there were a couple of bar mats from Rob's original business that were going up for auction. There was fire pits that were donated by Turf Fabrication and also Pertec, and so many other things as well, like stock whips. Just trying to think. We had a heifer.
Wow.
As well, there was just, there was so many things that we had up for grabs.
So did you get like a total amount in the end?
Yes, we did. So we did raise over $40,000.
Wow.
See, that is a true testament to, you know, the Hunter Valley and the community that we have behind us. So congratulations for helping put everything together. We're so pleased that everybody could get behind the Strawn and Baker families after that tragic car accident.
So what happens next, Chelsea? Do you get the money to the families?
Yes. So we give the money to the families, and they've already kind of discussed about where it's going to be distributed and all that. So we're just going to get all that money together. I think we've still got a couple of money tins that we're going to leave up for a bit. And then once we take them back down, we'll give them that full amount there. And that will be split equally among the Strawn and Baker families.
Excellent. You've done a fantastic job. Chelsea Neal from Beauty Co. Musselbrook, who helped organise the event, the fundraiser that happened at the Musselbrook Hotel over the weekend. Chelsea, you've done an amazing job. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
That's okay. Thank you so much for having me.
The Big Three.
For Upper Hunters Toyota specialists for 30 years, Singleton Toyota.
Every morning we chat with our journalist from the newsroom. Jessica Rouse gets us across the biggest three news stories we need to know this morning. Hello, Jess.
Good morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
Good.
That's good.
You know, I nearly died last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why are you just saying this now? I haven't heard about this.
No, I had some, I bought some really, I don't know if you ever do this, but like I rolled the dice and bought some really expensive mustard. And I put too much of it on my sandwich.
Oh, yeah. No.
And I honestly had a coughing attack.
Rookie.
Yeah, I know. It was a rookie mistake. So.
Well, that'll teach you for buying expensive mustard.
Let's chat about the big three news stories this morning. DAs in Singleton have skyrocketed, which is good news.
Yeah, and this all happened last year with the pandemic, which is awesome. So in 2020, 402 DAs were lodged with council.
Sorry, what's a DA?
So it's a development application. So
okay.
If you want to build a shed, or if you're a business and you want to expand something, you have to put in this application to council and they have to approve it before.
Oh, great.
You can do it. So it means there's heaps of construction work happening, really.
Lots of jobs.
Lots of tradies getting work, which is awesome. So it's up by a third. So it was 271 of them in 2019 and 402 last year. So while we're in a pandemic, everyone thought it'd be a great time to build backyard sheds and expand stuff, and which is awesome.
That's wonderful. Let's head to Perth now. They're really doing it rough after they're in the middle of a 5-day lockdown. There's also bushfires threatening on the Perth fringe, and residents are told that it's too late to leave. So this fire is deadly. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services in Western Australia has issued an emergency warning after a bushfire broke out in Wooraloo east of Perth yesterday. It is out of control, unpredictable, and the cause of the fire is not yet known. So we'll keep you updated if we hear more on that one.
Thinking about you over in Western Australia with the lockdowns and now bushfires.
Oh, I can't
awful.
Even imagine.
Let's go to an important story now, guys. You can now buy car holders for your McDonald's sauce. So a holder for your McDonald's sauce that fits right into your little air conditioning vent and just you can dip your
you
chips
can get
into
it
the sauce.
From right.
No, you don't get it from McDonald's. You get it on Amazon. But some company, some legendary company out there is manufacturing sauce holders for your car.
This was inevitable.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about the distance between the air conditioning vent and your mouth. That is a lot of space for error.
There's a lot of space for error. Yeah, there is some drippage that could occur, but
do they have a small tray from the air conditioning vent to your chin, like a slide?
No.
And then the sauce could slide back down into the sauce container if you miss your mouth.
That's not a bad idea. See, I would just go for more viscous sauces, so I would avoid the sweet and sour and go for a barbecue personally.
That's less just what drippage. I
do. Less
drippage.
Well, if you do that personally, what are we to say any other one?
Jessica Rouse, thanks for the big three. We'll see you at 7:30.
No.
I thought I'd just introduce a brand new segment to the show, if that's okay.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Well, do I have a choice now?
I've made an intro for it too. It's called Talk...
All right. If the intro's good... Then you can, the segment can stay.
Okay, here's the intro.
All right.
Talk nerdy to me.
It stays.
Okay.
That's so good.
So it's called Talk Nerdy to Me. Rather than Talk Dirty to Me. And
I think we got that. Thanks.
Okay, yeah, just making sure, just clarifying. It's where I talk about something super nerdy that's going on in the world right now.
Oh, great.
So there's a lot of science stories that were going around last night, but I thought something that's super nerdy at the moment is that the trailer for Godzilla versus King Kong has finally been released.
Alrighty.
It's amazing. Let's have a listen.
I keep reaching for greatness because I'm built from it.
Bows to
who? Nobody gonna stop for me.
Kong bows to no one.
Yes.
Sounds so intense.
It's literally Godzilla fighting King Kong. Of course it's intense.
Touché.
So the last time we saw these two fight was in Ishiro Honda's 1962 film.
Oh, this is where it gets nerdy. Yeah. This is, here we go.
Godzilla versus Kong. It looks as though they'll be beating up on each other. Kong and his protectors undertake a perilous journey to find his true home. With them is Gia, a young orphaned girl with whom he has formed a unique and powerful bond. So Kong doesn't really get on with anyone, but he gets on with this little girl.
Okay.
They've got a special bond.
Okay. My eyes have glazed over. The only reference that I had to King Kong is I saw King Kong the musical one time.
Oh, I didn't know there was a
And musical. They have like a giant puppet King Kong with like a giant... Is there a snake in King Kong?
There's a giant anaconda, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was a big puppet.
That sounds more nerdy than this segment. Anyway, they find themselves in the path of an enraged Godzilla and they fight.
To the death? Or is that a spoiler?
Well, we don't know. We don't know. One of them may fall, but usually in these Godzilla versus Kong movies, one of them falls at the end and then they
Hang
find...
Hang on, are they both monkeys?
No, Godzilla is like a... It's Godzilla.
Yeah,
Godzilla.
Isn't he like a giant, like, gorilla?
No, he's like a giant lizard, radioactive lizard.
What?
He lives underground, and then there was a nuclear blast, and he gets reawakened, and he comes back and he rages havoc on the city. In this instance, it's Hong Kong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and King Kong is like a giant ape.
Oh, that's where I'm getting this from. I'm like, have I misinterpreted this my whole life?
So King Kong, it's not two apes versus one another. It's a giant, like, radioactive lizard with this radioactive, like, fire breathing versus King Kong, who in this instance also has
a
giant axe.
How do you not like animals or nature at all, but you are happy to watch a film about a radioactive giant lizard?
Because it's so cool, Dana.
Oh, of course.
It's Godzilla versus Kong. Will you come and watch it with me?
Will there be popcorn?
Yeah, there'll be popcorn.
Will there open a stick?
The opener stays.
Okay,
yeah.
Then yes.
Okay, great.
The Pop Quiz.
In 30 seconds, and if you get them all right, you take home $150 to spend at IGA in Muswellbrook and $100 to spend at Icebox Liquor. But if you don't, though, don't stress. We'll pay for your lunch thanks to Zambreros in Muswellbrook. Jono from Singleton was quick on the phone this morning. How are you, Jono?
Oh, fantastic, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. So I'll run you through some of the rules. You've got 30 seconds, five questions. Your time will start after Dana asks you the first question. And you can say pass, so we can come back to any questions that you don't get. We can come back to that at the end, okay? You ready?
Okay. Yeah, ready to go.
Good luck.
Question one, true or false? Singer Halsey is pregnant.
True.
The Newcastle Knights are a team in which sport?
NRL.
What does the 19 in COVID-19 stand for?
2019.
Who is Justin Bieber married to?
Pass.
A huntsman and a redback are what are types of what?
Spider.
Who is Justin Bieber married to?
Mrs. Bieber.
We're out of time. I love your last guess at that question, Mrs. Bieber. Look, technically that is true, but we'll accept Hayley Baldwin or Hayley Bieber. That's his wife. So.
Oh, I had no idea. Sorry,
oh, you
guys.
Just missed out.
So close.
4 out of 5, though, mate. You did well.
Oh, thank you.
That's okay.
It was stressful.
It's stressful, but it's okay. We'll make sure you're fed. You've got that voucher thanks to Zambreros in Muscle Brook.
Awesome. Thank you.
You cannot predict anything.
Hang in there. 100% purple.
Ah! I'm not moving.
Roll a pair and let's go and do this.
Polly is more resilient than me.
Any woman is more resilient than you, bro.
It's all around Australia. There's some new rules this year, and there's a host. He joins us. His name's Bo Ryan. How are you doing this morning, Bo?
Good, guys. Not much sleep, but I'm still alive.
I can imagine. Now, you're back on board for a second year. Now, this is really tough for these teams because you kind of are put in these really high-pressure situations. Are we going to see any teams pushed to breaking point, Bo?
100%. 100% we are. Australia is beautiful. Let's get real. Australia is beautiful. The escarpment, the people, the coffee, in that order. But it is brutal. It's hot. It is sticky. It is humid. We have deadly animals everywhere. And you've got to remember, quarantine sorts you out. So we did the 2 weeks before we started. So a few of the teams were broken before we got going,
oh,
me
for
included.
Sure.
But we do. We see plenty of tears. There's plenty of drama this year. We're away for September, October, November. We're away for a long time. Because of border closures and that, the show went very long. And, there's a lot of people to break.
There seems to be a lot in this year. Like, I'm just looking at one couple that we saw last night, Chris and Alicia, the princess. I feel like there are a lot of girls in the competition that might not be able to handle it as much.
Yeah, it's not just the girls, man. I mean, the girls, you're only as strong as your weakest link. And as you saw last night, physically it was okay.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of things that really just come down to luck. Like literally finding a needle in a haystack with those tongs in the sugar cane. So It can become frustrating, and it's only natural to blame your partner. That's what my wife loves to do. we create divides, we create drama, but it gets better, man. As soon as we start throwing in new terms and these intersections where teams have to work together, they may not like the people they work with, that's when you got yourself some good TV. So, I can't wait.
I feel like the same thing happens on radio between Harry and I. That's why people listen, because they want to hear the juice. They want to hear the goss, right?
Yeah, well, it's only natural. Look, if you're not arguing and bickering and bantering 24/7, then are you even friends?
Yeah.
Very true. Hey, you said you were filming last year from September to November. You've obviously travelled all around the country. Last night's episode kicked off in North Queensland in Mosman and the Daintree. Where's your favourite place that you went filming? Because you're right, there's so many fascinating places around Australia, and it's a great way for people watching to see the country.
Yeah.
Where was your favourite place?
It is. And before I answer that, look, people, and I'm one of them, people say, first thing you do is when you have a holiday pre-COVID, you book, we go overseas, we go to Bali, Thailand and that. But now, obviously, our hands are literally tied by the government and the man upstairs. So I've travelled a lot in Australia now. Post the show as well, I've taken my kids around in a van as soon as we got back. I did like Tasmania. I've never been there before.
Yep.
And I'm a big fan of Tasmania. It really opened my eyes. But the middle of our country, whether it's Western New South Wales or outback Uluru, as you're about to see, Dulles Springs, is next level. The real Australia. It is. It's hot, but it's not too hot. It's comfortable. There's not humidity there, and humidity and me don't get on great.
Yeah.
the middle of our country. I don't know. I said this the other day at Channel 10. If you haven't been there, do yourselves a favour at some stage. People traditionally think it's, the elderly go there, they get their vans and that, they go in there. No. You go there, you take your kids there, there's animals everywhere. It's hot, but you can tolerate it. The people are good, and like I said, the coffee's good. And we did a hot air balloon, and you'll see over the next few episodes, the hot air balloon. One goes down, there in the sky, looking over the escarpment and spotting animals and looking at Uluru, man, you cannot. It is a money can't buy experience. Even though you can buy it, but it's just wonderful.
Yeah. So we've got to ask.
If you've got enough money, the average person can't.
We've got to ask. Does the Hunter Valley make an appearance at all in the Amazing Race?
Sure does.
Excellent.
And we had to hit. I mean, we would have liked to hit Newcastle and around there, but again, you got to remember there was things flaring up left, right, and centre. I can't remember if Newcastle was COVID-free or they had a scare, but something was happening then. But we literally flew from somewhere when we come back into New South Wales. And I remember we landed at about really late, and we got in a car and we drove somewhere. And then we got a 4 a.m. call to Hunter Valley, shot an app there, which is wonderful.
We're gonna that's good to hear, because that's where we are.
Yeah, well, of course. We went up there to, I think, the Lisa McGuigan took us around the wineries, but we shot an episode there in the, it was in the gardens. They've got the gardens there. Yeah.
The Hunter Valley Gardens are amazing.
My God. It was like we were in Disneyland. It was wonderful, but again, confusing, especially if you don't know where you're going. And I remember we packed up the episode and everyone left, and I was lost in there. And this goes to show the enormity of the show. I was lost in there for about an hour and a half. And obviously the show can't start without me. And then we head from there to the Blue Mountains, but no, wonderful. You got to go there, and the wine's good too.
Oh, that's a good reason to get down there, isn't it? Ryan, host of The Amazing Race, it kicks off again tonight on Win at 7:30. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, mate, and we can't wait to watch you on the TV screens tonight.
Thank you. And before the, I'll relive what happened in the Hunter over the next few days. We'll have a chat when we go back to air down there, because it's wonderful, and our teams are broken there, and I'm a bit cross-eyed, so it's good.
Brilliant. Good. Thanks, Bo.
Thanks, guys.
Exposed
is brought to you by the New South Wales Minerals Council. All through the pandemic, mining in New South Wales has kept working, which helps keep the community safe and the economy moving. In entertainment news, Adele's divorce is being finalised, and she has agreed to do something that no musician wants to do in order for her divorce to go through. But first, Chris Hemsworth and Elsa Pataky have jumped on board a private plane heading from their Byron Bay home to Sydney. Now, Harry, they're both filming in Sydney, but they're filming separate films. Pataky is filming a film adaptation of the opera Carmen in Maroubra, which is south on one of the beaches south of Bondi. Beautiful area.
Yeah, lovely down there.
And Hemsworth, obviously, is performing the latest Thor film, which is called Thor Love and Thunder. Now, this is taking place at Fox Studios in Centennial Park. And when I lived in Sydney a few years ago, my apartment backed onto the Fox studio. So you could see over the big brick wall, and you'd often see like old American cop cars that obviously used, and they were parking in the car park to be used in filming. So really interesting place. But they're also filming across the road. Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt have been spotted in full costume at Centennial Park. Imagine that, walking in, just doing your daily walk around the lake.
Yeah.
You walk into the park and there's Thor.
Thor and Chris Pratt is Guardians of the Galaxy, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I'd stop my run. I'd sit down on a park bench.
Here we go, everyone.
And I would just watch them make a film, just for the pure enjoyment of watching them make a film, not the fact that
you're a massive pervert.
Whoa!
No, I'm just saying, is that what you're thinking?
No, that's not what I was.
Because I'm pretty sure that's what you're
interested in the creation of a film.
I don't think you are. I think you're just having a perv.
Well, speak for yourself. Let's go to Adele now, shall we? In the past, Adele's biggest hits have been inspired by a heartbreak. But this time she has reached a deal with her ex, Simon Konecki, not to write tracks about him as a mark of respect. So in order for this divorce to go through, she has agreed to that. But if I'm honest, they, like, have been separated for about 2 years. So she's probably already written all the songs about him anyway.
What material is she going to have if she can't write breakup songs about a divorce? Like, all of her songs are breakup songs.
Yeah, but how will he know that they're about him?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, she could just say, oh, it's about
specifics.
Well, just be vague, you know?
Yeah, it could be vague. I don't know what she's going to write.
She had a boyfriend in the past after her first album dropped, 19. She, like, went massive globally. And she had a boyfriend come knocking on her door trying to collect royalties, saying, yeah, I've inspired all these sad songs. Pay
well, she's the one that's written them. He hasn't really done anything.
Exactly. Just because he was a douche.
Interesting. Well said. interesting to see what material she's going to have. I'd love to hear her write, like, sappy love songs rather than breakup songs. Well, let's see what direction Adele's going to go in.
Maybe she could just change tact and go for, like, a poppy spangled, like,
Little Mix or something.
Yeah. And just change tune completely.
Because you might. Who knows? Thank you for the latest in entertainment, Dana.
This is your chance to get on the love list. 654-11-981. If you get through, we pop you straight on that standby list to win a two-night stay at Aussie Arc in the Barrington Tops at their exclusive Qualls Cottage. Now, this is worth over $600. It's a secluded place. You can get the candles lit, all romantic, have some wine. Have I convinced you yet, Harry?
Oh, have a bath. And then love. Let's go to Musselbrook first and pop Selena on the love list. How are you doing this morning, Selena?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So are you organising Valentine's Day for this year?
Well, I try to just do a little something.
And who would you take if you won this?
My husband, Luke.
Oh, beautiful.
And is Luke romantic?
He's trying to get better, but no.
Well, if you win, you just have to tell him to pack the bath salts, the candles, and you'll be right to go.
A bottle of wine.
That would be nice.
Beautiful. Well, Selena, we're going to pop you straight on that love list, so stick by your phone. Hopefully we'll be giving it away to you next Friday.
All right, great. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Let's stay in Musselbrook and go to Donna this morning. Hey, Donna.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. We're going to pop you on the love list. Who are you going to be taking along if you win?
I would be taking my partner, Ben.
And would this spice things up, getting a getaway with just the two of you?
Hopefully so. It doesn't need spicing up, but if anyone could do with a little extra spice.
Well, you're getting this vibe around the Hunter Valley this morning. Good to see there's lots of spicy relationships in the Hunter.
There are lots of spice, but how come the girl? We're getting a lot of chicks this morning. How come you guys? Isn't it the guy's job to organise the Valentine's Day stuff?
Well, hopefully all the guys are at work earning their piece so they can get rewarded with the Valentine's Day stuff.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah. They
well,
can
Donna,
you.
Yeah, let's get you on this love list. So hopefully we'll be calling you next Friday, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
On the line is TV superstar Grant Denyer. He's bared all on this season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and he's actually made it this week into the top two following Abby Chatfield.
Grant, you joined us on the line this morning. How are you feeling?
Yeah, hungover, but apart from that, amazing. it's been a hectic ride and an incredible journey where we've shared too much, cried too much, been bitten by snakes too much. It's insane.
You're no stranger to opening up in front of an audience with all the things that you've done on Channel 10 and that. What was probably the most intense moment for you in the jungle, but in the bush?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, man. Like, cause I just thought, this is just a TV show. I'll go in there and I'll do my TV thing and then I'll leave. And then you go, you expect that when the lights get turned down at 8 p.m. that they shuffle you back to the Sofitel and the Tim Tams come in and the champagne flows. Nah, this is proper hectic where the rats climb on you while you're sleeping.
Are you kidding?
No, mate, I kid you not. We're in camp beds and the snakes are going underneath my bed and the rats are on top of my bed. Like, it was proper mad. And you end up sort of just going in there and just because you're in there around the clock, you just end up divulging the most personal stories, and you share like crazy. And I can't believe how much I spoke about, like things I've never even told my wife. I've said in there.
It must be the environment. You're all in it together. What were you like before going into the bush? Were you okay with rats and snakes and stuff? Because I know I'm not. I would be terrible in there. Are you okay now with it all?
Yeah, I made the stupid mistake of telling the show prior to going in what I was afraid of.
Oh, no.
That's when they use it against you. And I was like, because when I broke my back about, I don't know, 12 years ago in a monster truck crash. And ever since then, I've been claustrophobic, like quite severely. It's pretty debilitating. And I told them that, and I told them I'm afraid of snakes. So what they did is they put me in a coffin underground and put 70 snakes in there.
That's 70. I can't even. I'm getting chills talking about that. I want to know about that moment when you're sitting with Abby and you don't know who's going to win. Talk us through those nerves and that excitement.
Well, it's weird, you know, because I've hosted a ton of these kind of shows where you have, like, a winner and it's a live grand final, but I've never been on the receiving end where I'm a contestant. So it's kind of terrifying because someone else is controlling, you know, all the strings and you're just you have to just let it happen. And look, I was really lucky to make it into the final two, and I knew that Abby, she had a bit of a tough time on The Bachelor. She was in Matt Agnew's season, and
she
finished
came
second.
Yeah,
she finished second, and she got a lot of trolls, and she got death threats, and it was pretty wild for her. So, amazing opportunity for her to win this, kind of reset her life. You know, Australia's kind of fallen back in love with her again, and she can kind of, yeah, this is a huge moment for her. And redemption stories are the best stories in television.
You looked genuinely happy when she won as well. Were you guys kind of grown to be quite close?
Yeah, it's funny, mate. When you see people, when you live in each other's stench for weeks, and you share a long drop toilet, it's funny how close you kind of you do get. And I know that she had a traumatic experience in television previously, so it was really lovely to kind of, you know, wrap your arms around her and give her a completely new experience. And she thought the whole world hated her, you know, after her time in The Bachelor. So it was really, you know, that's, you know, she's kind of rebuilt herself. So that's, you couldn't hope for any more.
Well, Grant, I think you would be a wonderful person to be in the bush with. So, you know, on behalf of Australia, thank you for wrapping your arms around her because, yeah, what a great experience for her as well.
Yeah, thank you. I just, from this moment on, I just want you to consider me the Shannon Knoll of the competition.
Well, we love Knollsy, so you're a legend. Thanks, Grant. We'll chat with you soon.
No one remembers second.
We will.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.